What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. You already know this is Music Over Poverty Podcast. And tonight's topic is about engagement, relationships. How long are you willing to wait? And the reason why I'm talking about this topic, because I know y'all seen Juel Santana propose to his longtime 9-year relationship girlfriend, Kimbella, from Love & Hip Hop. Or whatever. Nice looking girl. I like Kimbella. But he waited 9 years to propose to her. Almost 10, actually, for them. And I'm just trying to figure out if I will ever wait that long to even figure out if I want to be with that person. Like, I'm trying to register what took so long. You know, like, what takes, like, And why did he feel like it was necessary to do it now? And they have a lot of, like, legal issues going on. Well, him, not her. And I know he's, like, facing jail time or whatever. If you guys are watching Love & Hip Hop, y'all can see it. But it's been, like, 9 fucking years. Like, I'm not waiting 9-10 years for no man to, like, decide if he wants to marry me or not. Like, 10 years, that's a long fucking time. Like, I was in a relationship for, like, 5 years. And I think that's, like, the breaking point right here. Like, it's either we're going to take this farther or we're going to stop this right here. Because what else are we waiting for? Years, that's bullshit. Like, it's just bullshit and straight selfishness. And, you know, not knocking them, like, who is gonna, you know, they gonna get married if I was good with it. You know, Kimbella's happy and she's like her, you know, family's in good faith, and, you know, that's blessing to them. But I'm not waiting no fucking 10 years. Y'all got me shot. Like, period. Thank you. like. I don't know. Like, let me know what y'all think. Like, with it got to be some type of agreement or understanding in a relationship. Like, I feel like this. Like, if the nigga talking about it, you know what I mean? If your man speaking about it, like, he talking about marriage and having a family, and he really showing you, like, his actions is following up with his words, then you got that, you know what I'm saying, that security where you looking for ring receipts and shit like that, you know what I mean? The relationship has to come, like, it has to get to that point. Like, it's up to that man to have you on that type time based off of his actions. Like, and I know when if a brother not doing that, you know, you have that doubt. And I think that's where why sisters be, like, trying to propose to niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was talking about, you know, in the last episode about women proposing to the men, because it's, like, it's that lack of security. Because when you got that security and his actions is following up with his words and he really on that type time with you, you know what I mean? You looking for ring receipts. That shit ain't... That's not just in the movies. Like, that's some real life. Your man got you, you know what I mean? He holding you down type shit. Like, that's your best friend type shit. That's a man that you know, you know what I mean? Like, oh, all right, this nigga let me, like, this going somewhere. Sis, 10 years, sis? Nah. She deserves better. Like, and I know she got a pass too. You know what I'm saying? She not an angel. Everybody got a pass. So he might have been skeptical on what type of time he wanted to be with her, but not really, because you was having babies with the girl. You got children with the girl. 3, I think, or 2, one of them. But they had children together. So it's like she's okay to bear your children, but she's not okay to be your wife. Like, she's not good enough to be your wife, but she's good enough to bear your children. Like, at that moment when she start bearing your children, it's kind of like you should have married her, because y'all was already in a relationship for more than 4 or 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wait too. You down on your dick, and you know you trying to get clean, and the only bitch that's been down there for you, you know what I mean? The only sit, you know what I mean? It's her. That's the one riding for you. Because you might have seen your support system and your circle wasn't riding for you as hard as your shorty is. And that's what another thing y'all brothers need to understand. Your woman be riding for you. But y'all want to be cooped up under y'all homies. And you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all want to be living this street life. Like, y'all be in relationships at home, but then in the street, y'all single. Nuh-uh. Uh-uh. Prolonging shit. Like, because y'all still want to be out here playing games. That girl should have been had a ring on her finger. Period. It's just... It ain't... It's... Y'all gotta do better. Y'all gotta do better. We gotta do better. As a whole. And y'all need to start cherishing y'all women. Especially the black women. Y'all brothers really need to start cherishing the black women. And the sisters need to start cherishing the brothers. We're going to talk about that on the next episode. We're going to get into that too. Because the sisters been slacking on the love that, you know what I mean, that need to be shown for the black man in this country. Period. All the way around. You know, it's deeper than just the relationship part. It's deeper than that. It's about the relationship between the black man and the black woman. Period. Because if we was taught to love each other more, we would know how to love each other more. Y'all digging me? Like I said, nobody's perfect, but don't be having nobody waiting on y'all sorry asses for no fucking 10 years for no ring. I'm keeping it all the way 100. If you love her, you with her, she bearing your children, she holding you down, y'all got a bond, a unit, foundation, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? I'm gonna get into y'all letting them side bitches in your life too. We gonna get into that too. Like, we gonna definitely get into some real live shit. Y'all know how I'm coming. So y'all let me know what y'all think. You know what I mean? If y'all not following me on the gram, Lady_Lou. Music Over Poverty Podcast. Music Over Poverty Movement. I got some things in the works that I'm trying to do for my city, for the women in my city. It's time that, you know what I'm saying, I get back out here. As I've been slacking for like a year, just mainly doing promo on the internet, you know, setting up with the podcast. I'm ready to get back on radio. So it's some things coming up, but February 2019, I'm planning a million women's march, an annual women's march. I'm hoping a million women will be out there, but it's Music Over Poverty's first annual women's march in Philadelphia. And I'm shooting for February. And I'm asking everybody that's in and out of Philadelphia, women, reach out to me at musicoverpovertypodcast@gmail.com. I'm looking for all types of sponsors, donations, whatever you guys can give. I don't care if it's $1 or $10. I'm going to set up a GoFundMe account for it this week. So hopefully, you know, I can get some councilwomen, some state representatives out. So I'm reaching out, making phone calls, getting people involved. So I'm, you know, so February is the date that I'm shooting for, 2019. I will have an exact date and do a lot of promotion once things are in order and the bag is secured. And when I say the bag, I mean the event. And this is very important to me to do this because my city is suffering right now. My people are suffering. The culture is suffering. And it's time for the black women in our communities to take a stand. It's time for the mothers in our community to take a stand. And it's been going on. There are many organizations with mothers who have lost children. There's many organizations, gun violence, you know, it's a lot of organizations that are out here. They are pushing forward, but the public is not. The people are not. And it's time that the people take a stand because we cannot do this alone. The organizations cannot do this alone without the people, you know, and we are not getting anything done by being on the internet, even though that's where everybody is. But we need to start waking the people and getting them back on ground and getting this done because we are losing too many of our people, too many of our children to this gun violence, this ongoing gun violence, this domestic violence, the sexual abuse, the drugs, everything. I am addressing everything at this march. We are taking a stand. I am taking a stand as black women in Philadelphia. So you guys stay tuned. Thank you to all my supporters. Thank you to all my listeners. It's Music Over Poverty. Send me in some music. I'm also doing interviews for Music Over Poverty YouTube page. Go on there and check that out. Also, I just interviewed a Delaware artist, Mikey Suave, dope artist. Check that out. Music Over Poverty on YouTube. Check out the videos with the artist. Y'all know how I'm coming. 2019 is going to be a good year for us, for me, for you, for we. It's your girl, Lady Lou. I'm out.